This is the best of the Bean Found Show.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day.
All right, this is the Being Found Show. I'm your host, Chauncey, and this is my co-host, Jake.
Hey, how you doing?
And this is a weekly radio show to help you get a larger percentage of the online buying market. So this week, every Sunday I go out shopping with my wife, and we go to Costco. We go lots of places, but Costco is where my story happens.
All right.
And I go in there, and I see a huge, like, two-story rack of kids' costumes. And we're, like, at the beginning of September, you know.
Right, yeah.
So this is about a week ago, beginning of September. And, you know, huge rack of kids' costumes, and I'm thinking, holy smokes, this is happening. You know, we've hit the holiday season has now, because traditionally the holiday season happens the day after Halloween,
yeah,
is really when Christmas rolls in.
Yeah.
And, you know, Halloween will start at the beginning of October.
Yeah.
But here we are at the beginning of September, and they're rolling out the costumes.
Right.
And so I guess it's here. And whether or not that irritates you, a lot of people it irritates. How do you feel about it?
I'm totally agnostic. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't really
I thought it was funny, though. We got the Costco newsletter, and they're like, hey, sorry, I know it's early, but we put all the stuff up. We're a big box store. That's how we do things.
Right, right.
But I thought it was funny they felt the need to apologize in the newsletter.
Yeah, because they know that 50% of the people who are reading that are just going like, oh, what about the good old days? Blah, blah, blah. You know, but
what, when everyone went shopping on Christmas Eve?
Right, yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, that would be nice. You know, like old movies and stuff like that, where they literally go shopping on Christmas Eve and they're together and they do stuff.
And like,
that seems very pleasant.
A star lights up on a tree. I don't know. Yeah, old movies always seem more pleasant than reality.
They all seem Capra-esque. Are you familiar with that? Capra-esque, the term?
No.
Capra-esque is a term made from the director, Frank Capra.
Oh.
And he directed a lot of those old movies like It's a Wonderful Life and stuff. And so when things are Capra-esque, it's basically that they're too good to be true. Right, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. I tell you what, though, Costco's not one of them. Their hot dogs are amazing.
They are.
And they're real.
Yeah, those hot dogs are Capra-esque. You know, here today, our topic is really going to be getting ready for the holiday season. And before you scoff and scorn at that, if you're a business owner or you're involved in the success of your business, that does not mean go out there and put out all your Christmas decorations. It means there's a lot of work behind the scenes to getting started for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll just kind of hop right into it. You know, I don't know. I feel the need to explain to people a little bit more about why it's important to get started. You know, if you're a business owner, you should already know this stuff. What's your special going to be? What are the ads going to be that go with that special? You know, what is the wording behind that? Have you had somebody create the ad for you? Do you know what keywords you're after? You know, there's a lot of boring, hard work research that goes into this before you start shoving dingle balls in people's face. Maybe not the best term.
Jingle bells.
Dingle balls would be more like a Stevie Ray Vaughan's hat. You know? Or the backs of 1960s tennis player socks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you can bet the medium and large-sized businesses that have been doing this for a while, they've been preparing for this for months already.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, they've got their campaigns well thought out.
Oh, so well thought out that they blatantly lied to you in a newsletter. You know, in your newsletter, they said, sorry, we're a big box store. This is how it works. No way, man. They have statistical data to back that stuff up. And it's not like they're just all like, oh, we need to make more rooms for our doodads and tiddlywinks. You know, they're saying we need to put this out there because it's going to make us money.
We need to capture those early buyers.
Right. And there are more and more early buyers every year because, frankly, people are taking advantage of those things for their own lives.
Yeah.
You know, my wife, when she wants Christmas decorations, every year we have a different colored tree. The tree itself is green. But, you know, we kind of have like, well, maybe not every year. You know, for the past 2-3 years, we've been rocking pink decorations. But every time she gets new decorations, you know when she bought them?
The day after Christmas last year.
Pretty much, in January. Yeah. And so then she brings them all out this year, and now she has the plan because she is premeditated and she knows what she's doing. And, like, so even beyond that, people who are shopping for the following year, who are, you know, you'd have to be an actual freak like my wife where you're able to track that sort of existence. You know, I can't do that. I'm pretty much fly by night, day to day, just trying to hang on. But lots of people are taking advantage of these shoppings for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Black Friday, how many of those people who are buying those TVs are really a gift? It's a gift to themselves.
Oh,
you know.
Or their spouse, which is
themselves.
Going to, right in their house.
Right. It's going in the living room where my wife and I hang out.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, you know, it's us. It's going to see equal parts Marvel movies and ID Channel murder shows, you know. So a lot of people are taking advantage of this, and it's just going to grow. And like I say with a lot of business concepts, if this pisses you off, swallow that. Get rid of it. It doesn't matter. You own a business. The purpose is to succeed at your business. And while you're at it, you can create some important social change and you can help the community. But this is probably not one of those areas where you really need to invest yourself.
Mm.
You know, go ahead and get out there and try to close some people and you know, feed some people and change some lives. But as far as darn Christmas coming a month too early, you know, you probably better let that go and just start researching your stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to be talking about analyzing past data. And I really can't stress to people enough. We stress it all the time. Get analytics on your site. Lots of people think, like, I don't know what I would do with that data, and I don't know how to read it, and I'm not going to figure it out. But bottom line is, you couldn't figure it out without having some in front of you.
Yeah.
And you can't hire somebody to help you with it unless you have it. So get it on your website. Start now. No time like the present. Get it up in there. And in the future, you'll be able to use it. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about the things you can do with the analytics that you have from last year. You're listening to The Being Found Show. Come on back.
We'll be right back. We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Life is about what you put into it. It's also about what you leave out. That's why we serve ham with no antibiotics, ever. Wholesome by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Go big or go home. What kind of choice is that? Go big and stay home with Jersey Mike's, delivered by Uber Eats. Having it all by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
This is the best of the Bean Found Show.
All right, you're listening to the Bean Found Show. That's right, that song was summer because we're actually still in summer. You know, seasons go longer than most people expect. You know, winter doesn't actually start until what? December 21st or something like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah. And summer, yeah.
Wow.
But we're not talking about that kind of season. We're talking about holiday seasons. And holiday season is here. And, you know, just like with the first signs of spring, we've seen the first sign of the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Costco.
Yep.
Who's a big box store, so they can't help it. All right, so our first topic here that we're discussing is analyze past data to establish a baseline. That sounds very exciting. That's a very exciting term. But basically what it's saying is take a look at what happened last year so that you can figure out what to expect this year. What was that quote that we were talking earlier? History doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes.
Yeah.
You know, that's the case here because history isn't going to repeat itself from last year. Due to the growth of the internet, the growth of mobile marketing, the growth of all these things, but you can get yourself a baseline. So, the first thing that I got on here on my list, we discussed it at the end of the last segment. If you don't have analytics, get it now so that you can do it in the future.
And that's it's not a difficult thing to do.
No,
it's not. You set up your account, it's free, they give you a code, and, If you're not familiar with the back end of your website, maybe one of your employees or a friend can kind of show you around.
Right.
But it takes about 10 minutes to complete.
Right, right. You either have a web developer who's going to pop that in there, or let's say you're using a CMS like WordPress or something, you put in a plugin so that you can pop it in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easy and it's important. And that's all I'm going to do to drive that into you. We pretty much hit that topic every other show.
Yeah.
So, so here's some stats for analyzing your data that you could compare to your own data. Transactions completed during the holidays now account for more than 23% of total revenues. Of course, this varies from industry to industry. Mm-hmm. So when I first read that, I was like blown away. I'm just all, that's like a quarter of your revenue comes from transactions in the holidays. But when do the holidays start? Apparently September, October, November, December, which is a quarter of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's a third of the year.
Yeah.
But originally it was a quarter of the year. So that's not actually all that freaky shocking to me when I actually read it. I'm all, what are they trying to trick us with? You know, seeing statistical growth can show you how much to hire and how much to stock for the upcoming holidays. This is a very important one for those brick and mortars. You know, I got kids, three kids, and they were all teenagers at the same time, job hunting and stuff like that. You know, there's always those seasonal jobs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so prepping for you guys out there knowing what type of growth you're going to have allows you to start searching for that stuff now, especially onboarding. Onboarding is expensive and time-consuming. But necessary.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And it also helps you out if you got that guy who keeps stealing the toilet paper. Maybe after the holidays you can replace him with your new guy.
Yeah.
Seeing when exactly holiday shopping starts at your business. Obviously Costco has figured this out, you know, and they're making room, making way, you know, because their thought, I bet you, is not we're going to get this stuff up for Halloween. Because Halloween's so important, it's basically we're going to clear out as much Halloween stuff as we possibly can to make room for all this Christmas stuff that we're going to put in there. You know, because Halloween is easily the second highest grossing holiday in the United States. But it's also a very distant second. But it's definitely easily the second, but it's a very, very distant second. So, This is an important one, but not a very exciting one. Figuring out which keywords lead to conversions, allowing you to repurpose your best content from past seasons, and highlight your best products and your most popular pages. Not very exciting, but it's what analytics was built for.
And you know, that just got a little bit easier. Google Analytics completely revamped their analytics dashboard to make it easier to navigate. I mean, because if anyone's ever been there before, there's like 50 different options and submenus of submenus. There's a lot of stuff going on. They kind of took the most important items and put them right up front so people can easily navigate those now.
Yeah, and Google Webmaster Tools had the redesign as well at the same time. And that's one thing I got to throw out to people is like, you can do a lot with Google Analytics. You can go in there and you can look at it and you can say, my God, what am I going to do here? You can talk to people. There are a lot of web developers out there. There's a lot of marketing specialists out there that, be it if they're trying to talk themselves up, or maybe they're such a nerd they can't speak regular English or whatever language they speak, you know, but they make it sound so complex. And it is. It can be. But it doesn't have to be. Just like most complex things, it can also do the real simple things. It's just a matter of finding those five clicks that get you to the simple thing. You know, and really in analytics, I would say any business owner really needs to track, like for starting out, like five things. You know, like, is my traffic going up?
Mm-hmm.
Are people bouncing? Are they bouncing from my shopping cart? You know, little things like that. You know, in the end, maybe you get it all figured out and you're drilling down to serious specifics. But those five easy things are still there. Don't let it overwhelm you. You can get in there. All right. Identify your top marketing channels. For those that don't understand the term, your marketing channels are basically where your traffic or visitors are coming from. This is the same in the real world. Are they coming from word of mouth? Are they coming from reference? Are they coming from search? Are they coming from snail mail, email, blah, blah, blah? These are all your marketing channels. And when it comes to online marketing and analytics, analytics very easily lays it out for you as to exactly where they're coming from and what they're doing when they get there. Now, it sounds like, oh, well, that's some serious privacy problems. But they're not tracking who they are or anything like that. They're just telling you how they got there and why they left, stuff like that. Top marketing channels tends to be SEO and ads, which is why everybody's so focused on search engine optimization, advertisement. But we've seen, and Andrea has just really been kind of amazed, that a lot of these visual shoppers, Joe pointed this out to us first, that we had a shocking number of links coming through, or not links, but traffic coming through from Pinterest.
Yeah.
You know, and we also had a large amount of bounces. And we weren't sure why at first. But all it took was taking a look at Pinterest and then linking to our site. And it was easy to see what the problem was. We went from an image-heavy site of people doing browsing to a page full of text with one image.
Mm-hmm.
And people got there and they're like, wah, that is not what I'm interested in. What I'm interested in is looking at a bunch of pictures that inspire me, you know. And so the goal there would be to create a page that bridges inspiration and making a purchase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's possible, you know, to raise that up and stuff like that. So figuring out your channels, very important, making sure your channels are going to the right places. I realize that creating pages for your backlinking from Pinterest is probably not practical for most small-sized businesses, but most medium-sized businesses you definitely can, you know. But even the small ones, you know, make sure you got some galleries on there and some images that sort of continue what people were interested in when they get to your site. It'll tell you which products and merchandise are the most popular. Now, you're probably thinking, oh, I know what's most popular. It's what sells. Well, that's not necessarily the case. What's most popular is what people are coming there for and what people are searching for. And without analytics, you're not seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe you sell doodads and you sell tiddlywinks. And you sell tons of tiddlywinks at $1 a pop. But you sell very little doodads at $10 a pop. And then you find out that you're getting tons of traffic that's bouncing for doodads because it's bouncing because they're $9 a pop someplace else. And if you just sold them at $8, you'd be having that much larger profit margin than your $1 doodads. Mm-hmm. You know, so what you sell is a different metric than what products and merchandise are most popular, not your most popular selling item.
Or, excuse me, could be that you just haven't optimized the page for what people are actually searching for.
Oh, absolutely.
Tiddlywinks, if everyone's calling your tiddlywinks thingamajigs.
Oh, absolutely.
They're just not finding you.
Right. Or they're getting there and they're not sure that they're looking at the product that their whiny brat of a grandson is after, you know, for their Christmas purchase, you know. Is this the one? You know, my wife has this story about how she wanted Cabbage Patch Kids so bad and her dad had ended up buying her one from the flea market. And, like, it was, like, this knockoff Cabbage Patch Kid. And when she held it up, like, against her ceiling light and stuff, you could see light glowing through his head. And, like, she was, like, but she didn't want to hurt her dad's feelings.
It's an iceberg lettuce kid.
Yeah, totally. That's really funny. All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. Come on back. We'll talk more about analytics on your site. Somewhere, can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is the best of the Bean Found Show.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. I had to wait a little long there so I could hear my favorite line from that song. We'll have 14 steak and eggs, 14 orange juice, and 14 cups of coffee. All right, so we are talking about analytics coming up for the holiday season, why it's so important, and how it can help you to prepare for this year, and if not, to track this year to prepare for next year. And a lot of people are probably saying, oh, God, I got to track this year because I'm like, I'm already dealing with all these sales, you know, and the kids want the stuff, and the, you know, the husband's getting all crazy and so on and so forth. No, analytics does the tracking for you. You just need to put the code on there. So when we're saying you need to track this year, it means spend 10 minutes, get the code on there. Then next year, take a look at it at your own leisure. All right, so before the break, we were talking about which products and merchandise are most popular and how analytics can show you that. The difference between your sales, which ones sell the best, and which are most popular. So an example is, like, let's take the car industry. And you sell Chevys. Hondas are most popular. You get the difference? You can sell all the Chevys you want and talk about how Chevys are the most popular, but they're not. You just don't sell the other ones. And maybe they are more popular than Honda. I don't know. You know. So let's say you are capable of also selling these cars and so on and so forth. Maybe cars wasn't the best example. But just to split the idea, just because what you're selling the best does not mean it's the most popular of your products. Without looking at analytics, you're not going to see what people are coming to you for and leaving. All right, so that got confusing. All right, what triggers might have helped the customer convert? This is a huge one. I know it's maybe a confusing term. You know, half of the audience out there is probably just a whatever, chance. That's not a confusing term at all. But a lot of people, you know, lingo and jargon is a very important yet also alienating situation if you don't know what these terms mean. So what triggers might have helped the customer convert? Of course, convert means that they give you the money. And the trigger is basically something that made them change their mind. Now, the most common place where we see the analyzing of these triggers is in the shopping cart. You know, you go along, you put 10 things in your shopping cart, and you abandon it, or you ditch some of them, or so on and so forth. You know, those analytics will help you understand where those triggers are, why they said, I'm going to do this, now I'm not going to do this. And if you're looking at your analytics, I'm sure you'd be incredibly surprised at how many people actually do that. And if you did the math on your analytics, and let's say you make, you know, $20,000 a month in sales, and you see that 50% of people are abandoning their purchase, you realize that you could make $40,000 a month in sales if you just fix that.
Yeah, potentially 20 grand is sitting on the table.
Right.
And you're not really sure why.
Right. And your competitor probably hasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what triggers might have helped the customers convert? Other triggers are when they hit your site, like we were talking before from Pinterest. The trigger could be, I got here and it's all text and no images, and that's obviously what I'm here for. You know, other triggers could be shipping. I don't want to pay that much for shipping. You know, there's a lot of potential triggers. Just think of that in terms like that. What types of customers spend the most? So when we're dealing with types of customers, you can make general assumptions. You know, analytics will give you some idea. If somebody's logged into Google, there is some personal information that will be shared with you. You know, it might share if they're a male or a female. It might share where they're located in a general sense. I think you can drill down to state, but for the most part, it's country. You know, you can drill down to city a bit, but it starts to get a little squirrely at that point. But also, you can make grand assumptions about where they're coming from as to what type of person they are. So, like we were saying with Pinterest, Pinterest is people who are visually interested. So that is a type of person. So you can really drill down a lot of this stuff as to what types of customers spend the most and really sort of focus on them, you know.
Serve them.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. when are customers doing the bulk of their shopping? This is probably one of the easiest things to acquire from analytics. And once again, you're probably looking at your online site going, oh, well, they do the bulk of their shopping in this month, that month, or the other. That's not true. They're doing the bulk of the conversion for you in that month.
Mm.
When they're doing the bulk of their shopping, might not even be with you because you aren't doing the right things. And, you know, I don't mean to sound all smarty pants about that. You know, the right things tend to be just these total minutia. You know, it's like I have this sort of like weird realization that everything in life is built and disassembled out of grains of sand. I would get frustrated with my own life because I'm just, oh, it's just not happening fast enough. Man, I need to get it done, you know. And really, I wish I would have listened to Aesop back in 27 million BC or whenever Aesop was around. You know, slow and steady really does win the race, you know. And everything is truly built out of grains of sand. So, you know, just get it in there. So when are customers doing the bulk of their shopping? Unless you're looking at analytics, you just don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you want to spread it around. You want to be there. You know, this show is called The Being Found Show. And really, the whole premise behind the title is to make yourself available for people. People are all different. You know, millennials don't want to call you. They want to do it on their phone. They want to chat you if need be. But really, they just want to make the purchase and be done with it. And if mm-hmm. they don't, they'll go someplace else. You know, people in their 60s, maybe they don't want to call you. Maybe they want to find out, you know, how's that tactile feel? I don't know. The point is that people are using all sorts of different ways to get to you, and your goal is to be found and be available. And none of them are really, really that hard, you know. And with analytics, you're able to identify your top three, and then you work on those top three, and then your next three, and then you work on your next three. You know, I don't expect anybody to just hop in and be all like, we're doing it all at once, because... Like I was saying, the world is built out of grains of sand, mm-hmm. and I realize that you have to move one grain of sand at a time. Maybe you get a shovel now because you're rich and you can afford that shovel. Maybe you play Animal Crossing and you got the super gold shovel that'll move like four scoops in one swoop. But basically, it takes movement and time. So when we're telling you, do everything, do everything, do everything, we're basically throwing it out there. Don't do everything. Do one thing and then do two. And then do three, and make sure you're doing all three well, and then start tacking on. You know, but be available. It's like email. You know, don't give it up. Email is still hugely important.
Okay.
All right, so the last one on here is do A-B testing to collect better data for next year. This one might take a little bit of help, but not much. I don't know. Have you ever done much A-B testing?
I have a little bit. There's a handful of landing page programs out there that you can basically buy a landing page, hook it up to your website, and it will automatically show people a different page based on parameters that you give to it.
Right.
So, yeah, there's I'm thinking Unbounce is one. There's a couple others that are very similar.
Yeah, yeah. And that's going to be for a large managed thing. If you know a little bit of code, Google Webmaster Tools and Analytics will offer you A-B testing, and you're able to take this code and put it in your site, and you're able to show two different things. And what Google will do is, or what the code will allow it to do, is show that 50% of the time. And then you can put a timer on it that says, basically, after 2 weeks, if one of them's winning out, just show that one all the time.
Hmm.
You know. All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. Come on back. We're helping you get ready for the holidays.
It was summer when I saw your face. Looked like a teenage runaway. I got a nerve, probably take it that far.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
This is the Best of the Bean Found Show.
Welcome back to the Being Found Show. We're talking about getting your business ready for the holidays. Don't laugh. It's important, and it's important because there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. Don't go running out putting out garland because you're just not ready yet, you know, until you have followed our last two segments where we're talking about the statistical data. If your statistical data tells you to start hucking out garland in September, well, go for it, man. That'll make your sales, but don't do it now. Our next one, getting you ready for the holidays, is optimized for mobile. This is one that we've covered many times on this show, mobile responsiveness, how important it is. So we're going to run through it fairly quickly, because if you haven't got it through your head now, I don't know.
There's no helping.
Yeah, there's no helping. You might as well close up your doors or your virtual phone door. All right, so... mobile shopping is expected to rise 58% this holiday season. And that's a statistic from July of this year.
Yeah.
So basically, if your company made $40,000 last Christmas, expect to make $60,000 this Christmas. Off of a mobile device. You know, off of mobile devices alone. And that is a massive jump, and it's also not a shocking jump. If you've been tracking this stuff at all, we've been looking at jumps like that every year.
Yep.
And we can expect more and more jumps like that as people really drastically move across to it. So as a internet worker guy, it's still not very practical for me to do everything from my phone or my tablet or anything like that. But my wife is a consumer, and she pays bills for the most part from the desktop. And the main reason why she does that is because it gets her into the mindset of I'm doing work. She could do it all from her phone and laptop and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, from her phone and tablet. But she likes to sit down at the computer because it puts her in the zone. She gets it all paid, all organized and everything. And now she's done with business and walks away from that and goes back to just being a fun consumer.
Yeah.
You know, so the growth on this eventually will be, there will be no desktop. There probably will be no laptop. There basically will be a fold-out tablet, a roll-out tablet. It will be all mobile devices eventually.
Yeah, Google did a pretty awesome report. I mean, it's been like 2 years now, but I think everything in it is still applicable. They called it micro moments. And essentially, what you've got is situations where, you know, people are discussing something around the dinner table. Maybe they're with their family. Someone mentions something, and boom, someone's on their phone looking up the price of a product. Maybe grandma mentioned a gift she was interested in, and it's that moment, that click. Right. All you've got is your phone, so you go shopping just that second.
Right.
Really, really good report called Micro Moments. If you get a chance, read that and get a little bit of insight into mobile shopping.
Yeah, and I remember you sharing that, and I totally agree. The other thing that came from what you just said there is, if grandma's not the one doing the searching from her phone, within the next 10 years, grandma's will be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
I think we're there already.
Expect that number to go up even more drastically.
Yeah.
Tailor the user experience to mobile devices to increase your holiday spending this year. That's pretty obvious. That's what we're saying. Optimize for mobile. Make sure that they can get in there.
Mm-hmm.
November and December see 30% more online sales than any other month.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Everybody who's out there and just said, yeah, well, of course, realize that we're talking about online sales on mobile devices. You know, so we're seeing major, major jumps up. 92% of customers will research a gift online this holiday season, with more than half coming from mobile devices. 92% of consumers.
That's huge.
That's almost everybody. And that's a lot of grandmas, too.
And that really, really speaks to the need to have quality content on your website. I do it all the time. Before I make a purchase, I want to know who makes the best one, you know, what materials are being used, all that stuff.
Right.
So if you're selling something and you know that before people buy, they're going to be asking a question, tell them. Be the one to give them the information they're looking for.
Right. And this gives you multiple reasons why you do that, even if they go someplace else in the end. For one, you're getting all the impulse buys.
Mm-hmm.
For two, you're getting all the traffic and the weight for all the other things that you can pass off to your other products so that you show up more in search for these other things. You know, and for three, maybe you don't sell exactly that, but you can show alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're getting the research buy also, maybe. 71% of shoppers use smartphones to research products in store.
Guilty.
No, I'm totally guilty.
Yeah.
You know, and the implication of that statement is that they're researching, can I get it for cheaper online?
Yeah.
But that's not really the only reason why they are, you know, because if I'm researching something in store and let's say I'm buying a doodad, I can read the box or I can read my phone.
Yeah.
I can read reviews on my phone. You know, there are a lot of things that I can find on my phone about that thing that I'm about to buy in store that has nothing to do with trying to find a cheaper price online.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot of people are doing exactly that. Mobile sales accounted for 27.9% of total online sales during Black Friday.
Smaller than I thought.
No. Realize Black Friday is not Cyber Monday.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
Black Friday is the in-store sales.
Yeah.
You know.
You're right.
And I'm one of those people, you know. I'm not going in this door.
No.
My wife and kids will do it sometimes, and they talk about how fun it is. But to me, it's like, it's hell. It's hell on earth. It is. You know, and I don't have any social anxiety. My only social anxiety is like when I'm in a room surrounded with people, the more people there are, the more I start to ask myself, how futile is life? Is this really what we're here for? You know, it's like I start to get irritated, like going like, what's the point? There's no point.
I think that. I'm like, oh, snap, look at that sale.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not much of a shopper. And, you know, it's like our buddy Sean from my other show. You know, he lost his house in the car fire, and he goes clothes shopping and buys all black. And I'm just all, what are you, in mourning? He's just all, no, it all goes together. You know, it's easy. Well, I hate shopping. It's the thing that gets me out of the store the fastest.
Yep.
Buy all black. Cyber Monday sales in the U.S. generated $3.19 billion in 2015.
It's got to be double or triple that by now.
Oh, it does. It most certainly does. So, you know, you need to get yourself out there. You need to make that stuff happen. Yeah. All right. So next week we're going to cover streamlining the checkout process is going to be the first thing. I know that probably doesn't sound all that exciting, but it is. It's highly important, and it is the number one thing. And a lot of these mobile things we would have easily carried over to that because really streamlining the checkout process for mobile is a big area where you lose a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. Thanks for checking us out. Come on back next week.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Region.